today on Real Radio.
Is anybody against you? No. Just live a life a little longer. There'll be you can find people who are against you. The thing is, God is not against you. He's for you. If God be for us, who cares who's against us?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Faith Under Pressure, begins in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Thessalonians out of concern for them. They were deeply troubled because they thought Christ's return had already happened. A year had passed since Paul's first letter to the church. Now, during that time, an imposter letter was causing the believers great confusion and distress. Their faith, well, it was shaken, believing the tribulation period had begun. They were relating the terrible persecution they'd been having to endure to the end times. So they quit their jobs and began to lose hope. Today, Pastor Jack explains how persecution can cause our faith to grow. Without trials, we'll not grow deeper in the Lord, and without suffering, God's mercies cannot offer peace and rest. Great opposition will help us to trust in the Lord even more. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
If you've never had a trial, and you're a Christian, are you sure? Am I sure what? That I've had a trial? No, are you sure you're a Christian? Because the Bible says, all those who live godly shall suffer persecution. That's a promise that you're not going to hang on much to these days. It's not that popular, but it's a fact. And you say, Jack, man, you're bumming me out. If you hang on for the message, it won't bum you out. If I were to tell you today that all of you who are going to get a months-long paid vacation in Maui will, first of all, come down with a slight fever and your right ear will turn green, you'll say, well, that's insane. I don't want to have a slight fever and I don't want to have a green ear, so I don't care how nice Hawaii sounds, I'm not going to be involved. And you know what? You're right. You will not be on the airplane. You will not be on the beach. You will not be there. But if you say, you know what? I can handle, I think, a mild fever and a green ear. I can go for that. For Maui, a month, I'll do it. You're going to get what's been prophesied, but you'll also get Maui in the whole banana, right? Some people, they accept Jesus Christ, and the moment a tribulation or trial comes into their life, Jesus talks about it in Matthew 13, they give up. Well, wait a minute. All the glory and eternal life and never getting sick and being absolutely perfect and seeing God face to face, seeing angels and having joy and peace and incredible heaven forever? Yeah. But people are going to make fun of me as a Christian? Yep, I'll forget it. I'm not going to have people make fun of me. Then they bow out. Jesus says when persecution and trial arises, they give up and go back into the world. And in a moment, we're going to see how Paul and Jesus speaks to new believers in a new church. Can you believe it? He's going to really let them have it. He's going to really let them up front know that if you're going to be a real Christian, it's not going to be easy. What God has ordained. But boy, has he done it for a reason. We'll see this. Paul is encouraging them. Listen, he points them to the place of their identity. You guys are in God. We are? Yeah. And not only that, you're the church in Thessalonica. Now, the Baptist church down the street probably thought, well, I thought we were the church, or the Methodist church down the street. Listen, it's the church of God in Thessalonica. The ones who are following Jesus Christ, not by name. It wasn't a Calvary Chapel there in Thessalonica. Wasn't a Catholic church. Wasn't the Methodist or the Baptist. It was the church. It was before all that silly stuff came around. It's the church of Jesus Christ. Church of God. And when you're down and pressures come against you in your life, like this church is under extreme persecution, people, they had lost hope. And Paul says, you're a church. You're in God. And that's how you lift somebody up. Have you noticed that? You see somebody walk down the hallway, do we even look anymore? I mean, you guys are the most loving group of people, and I've been other places to where people don't even look. But we're growing so much, so quick. Do you look at other people walking down the hallway? It's so easy in a crowd to just kind of look down. or people's faces become just flesh tone with no eyes and nose. That's not good. And somebody says, how you doing? Oh, I'm all right. When somebody says, all right, that means you're supposed to stop your heels from moving any further. And you say to them, you know, well, how's it going? Can I pray for you? What is your name anyway? John. John, can I pray for you? I mean, chances are, if they're in this building, chances are, it could be like 90% that they're a Christian already. Ask them, can I pray for you? Well, what if he's not a Christian? Ask him if you can pray for him. Well, Jack, you're asking me to pray for anybody I bump into and ask, and if they say, oh, I'm doing okay. Yeah, that's right. Do it. Dad, pray with them. Get them. Sick them. Get all over them. Because you know what? When you're down and somebody says, you know what? Let's pray together. Or, you know what? I know we haven't met or we have met or whatever the situation is, but you know, you're kind of a blessing to me. I just thought I'd let you know that. I am? Yeah. Wow, maybe that's all they need to hear. You're in God. I am? Yeah, you're in the church. Really? Sometimes you need to hear it. It's encouraging. Paul knows exactly what he's doing. He's building them up, and it's not fake. Oh, you're so nice. Oh, Jack, you're just so sweet. As soon as somebody says that, I'm just, oh. And, you know, my mind is, they don't even know who I am. I just bit my dog on the way to church this morning. But when somebody says, you know what? That blessed me. God used you in my life. Thanks. Golly gee. I needed to hear that. Paul is lifting them up. He's encouraging them in the Lord. He does a beautiful job of it, and Paul's very good at it. And by the way, for a year they had a godly reputation, and that too can keep you out of trouble. People began to expect certain things out of this church. And sometimes when the chips are down, you'll follow Jesus Christ for his name's sake. You ever done that? You feel like quitting and giving up and absolutely throwing in the chips, but you know what? You have the name of God attached to your life. Oh man, I've had it with this thing. I'm going to go out there and just drop some acid and rob a bank and settle my financial woes and do heroin and have an affair. I mean, I got confirmation. McDonald's says I deserve a break today. No. You can feel like that. But there's a time sometimes when you're so down, it's like, you know what, and you know what happens? You get that thing and you're driving down the street and you're going down, you pull into the, you know, you're going to go into like a binge at Home Depot. You got your card out there. That's it. I'm going to backslide to the maximum. I'm going to the nursery section. And after there, I'm going to the wall coverings. And somebody says, hi, Jack. I go to Calvary. And it's like, oh, praise the Lord. You know, it's like, God, you're everywhere I go. You have people go. And I mean, yesterday I was driving somewhere and behind me, I could see these people, they're moving, their heads are moving like this. And I'm looking through my window and they kind of look like those dogs that go like this. So I'm looking closer and identify they go to the church here. And then the car behind them, they go to the church here. And we got the little sticker on the back of the window. It says, Jesus said, come after me. And this guy pulls up alongside and says, I saw the sticker on the back of the window and I knew that you were one of us. And I just thought, that's cool. But God's got a sticker on us. Ephesians 1, chapter 1 tells us that we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. We're going to go meander off somewhere? It's been too rough. Well, I just got fired. I'm not feeling good on top of it. Got home. And the kids don't respect me. Nothing seems to be going anymore. Have you thought for a moment, if you're a Christian and that's going on in your life, have you thought for a moment that maybe you're in a trial? A trial? Yeah, your Bible talks a lot about them. Well, I thought it was like time to like, you know, quit. Oh, no. In fact, the Bible says, for those of us who do not have trials, we're not God's child. For those of us who do have trials, it's proof positive we are his. Well, Jack, my boss got fired, and then I got fired, and he's not a Christian, I am, but, you know, he got fired too. Yeah, you know what? You can tell them good luck. That's all they have. Hey, boss, you got axed. Good luck. Not for you. You're a Christian. God is working in your life And it may have to go all the way to corporate back in Evanston, Illinois, to get you fired because God is working something out in your life. And listen, are you ready for this? It is for your good. And you go, man, I heard that. I think I heard that when I was like 6 years old. Son, this is for your own good. That's not how God is. He's not like that. God says, you know, I got a really great thing going on. I'm going to get you over here to this place, but you're such a stinker. You're not going to listen to me, and you're going to hang on to this deal. And I got to, like, shut down the company to get you to move. And he'll do it because of you. And in the midst of caving in, at least that's how you feel, he is exposing his love to you the most that you and I just don't recognize it. We're missing it. And Paul is telling this to this beautiful young church who had been derailed and had lost their hope in the midst of great persecution. In Romans 8:31, you know this verse. It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? The suggestion is nobody, here it is, nobody can win. The correct answer to that statement, if God is for us, who can be against us, is God is for us, who can win over us? Because, come on, let's read the verse carefully. Who can be against us? I can pick 100 people who's against me right now. I mean, just stick around. Is anybody against you? No. Just live a life a little longer. There'll be you can find people who are against you. The thing is, God is not against you. He's for you. If God be for us, who cares who's against us? That's what Paul wants them to know. He promises them, prays for them, tells them about grace and peace to their blessing. Listen to this. He says in verse 3, we are bound. I like this word bound. You ought to circle it. Great, great word. The word means to put under the obligation or to become totally committed to a debt. That is, listen, accruing. Any bankers in here? Any investors? Listen. The debt is accruing not day by day, but moment by moment. That's what the word means. Paul says, listen, we are bound to thank God always for you. That is the church at Thessalonica. I mean, every moment as time goes on, we're hearing more and more about you guys. And we're thanking God more and more, brethren, he says, as it is fitting. That means it's right. I mean, we can't, if we're going to be honest, you guys are being so blessed of the Lord, even in the midst of your persecution, and so many people know about you as a church, that moment by moment, we're having to give God thanks for you. Was Paul lying or was he telling the truth? That's amazing. And it's right that we do this. Look, why? Why is it right? And here you go, people. This is where the rubber meets the road for us. You want to quit? Listen to this. Because your faith grows exceedingly. That's the next thing I want you to see in our study. The second point to this is that their faith grows. Verse 3. People, in persecution, hardships, trials, rough times, your faith will grow. Some of you might be here today because things are going crazy in your life. You wouldn't have been here if you would have won the lotto a couple, last month? Went to the Harvest Crusade. Did you see that lotto up there pulling into the stadium? You see that lotto thing on the wall or on that billboard? $34 million, and some guy won that thing. You need to pray for that guy. 74% of lotto winners wind up divorced, alcohol, or on drugs. 74%. You see that thing? That guy wins the lotto. Can you imagine witnessing to that guy the moment he gets that check? You need Christ. Are you kidding, pal? I can buy Christ. I got $34 million. That'd be gone in a minute, pal. I can create my own world. Yeah, good luck. Man, when people have what they think their needs met, they don't need Christ. They don't need him. Can't grow like that. Works through their destruction, actually. Winds up coming against them. Not so with Jesus. The faith grows when we have a great need. You may be here today because of that reason. You have a need. Christians, this is for all of us believers. Have you ever prayed, Lord, I just need more faith? That sounds pretty innocent, doesn't it? Lord, I wish my faith was stronger. Watch out. God will take that prayer. And you know how faith grows? Catch it. Write it down. There's no other way around it. There's no page 2 to this. There's no clause. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Okay? What happens when you hear the word of God? It goes in your ears. Bounces around your head for a while. You think about it. How can this be? Or I like this, or wow, I needed that, or that convicts me. And then it settles in your mind, and you can even quote it to somebody. I need more faith. Hey, buddy, I'll tell you what I just learned. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. And they'll think you're spiritual. They'll think you're something. God knows better. Father knows best, and he sends a trial. He engineers it just right. And he brings it into your life, and it's not for your destruction. It's for your benefit. And this is where some of us right now, our faith just goes, I can't believe this any longer. And you're going to have a rough time. Because God, who loves you so much, creates a situation, and he brings it into your life to take what's bouncing around in your head that you can regurgitate and quote to other people, and he puts it down here 18 inches into your chest, in your heart. And there's only one way to do it. Read your Bible. It's through hardship. And you say, man, I want to hear that. Well, none of us want to hear it. But here's the funny thing about it. It doesn't matter if you want to hear it or not. You're in it. You have hardship. It may not be mine. Mine may not be yours. But God is working in our lives to take the word out of our head and put it into our heart so that we can live it. I had a lady last service come up in tears. And she said, I've been to church all my life. I started coming here a year ago, and I've had so many trials, and tomorrow I have a big one. I'm not scared. She's got tears in her eyes, and then she's going to tell me why she has tears in her eyes. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. I've got peace. I'm so happy. I can't explain it. I've got joy, and I've got tears in my eyes out of gratitude to God, for the word of God is working in my life. How does she know? Because the cruise ship pulled up? She's got a raise? She's in the middle of a hardship, and the word of God she found out is true. It's really supernatural. It's not just black and white on a page. It really changes your life. And she is absolutely exuberant over the fact. And that's what Paul wants in the life of this church. That's what God wants in our hearts. And you and I pray, oh God, how about this one? Give me patience. I need to be more patient. Now, the word patient, we've missed it. Queen's English. The actual English is, you know, we don't speak English in America anymore. You notice, you know that. We speak American. You say, I don't understand you. Just take an English test and see if you can pass it. The reason why you have a hard time with your English test is because we speak American. We don't do good on English. The word patience in English is the word perseverance. A continual hanging in there and going on. Continuing on. Patience, we think, this guy, I placed my order 90 seconds ago in that stupid little box, and I don't even have it yet. I can't believe this. Oh, God, I need patience. No, the word is patient means perseverance. The guy sticks his head out of the window and says, it'll be 4 days, 5, 6 days. You turn your car off, you just... That's perseverance, man. God wants us to have perseverance, and the only way that happens is by finding out that he's faithful in the midst of trial and tribulation, and we continue on under the load. And we'll talk about this load here in a moment. He says, because of your faith, it grows exceedingly. That's the only way faith can grow, is when it's planted in a bed of tribulation and trial and testing of life. And not only that, of love for every one of you all. You guys just love each other. He goes, Your faith is growing in the midst of persecution. Your love is growing in the midst of tribulation. And isn't that something? That's how it is. You guys know that's true. People who don't have tribulation and trial in their life, you know what we wind up doing? We wind up getting self-centered. I want more, more. Give me, mine. Just like Daffy Duck and that little pearl on the beach running around. Mine, all mine, get away, mine. It's all mine. His life, it's just him. And then this thing explodes, and all of a sudden he's nice to Elmer or to Bugs because he needs them. we get a hardship in our life, and all of a sudden, wow, is this how people, maybe other people are like this? And you start hearing about people who have it worse than you do all of a sudden, and we're a little bit more gentle towards other people. There's grace in our lives now, and it never would have been there without a trial that you're going through now. And you're going through it now because God loves you. And you've been thinking this week that it's because God doesn't love you. You've been listening to the propaganda of the enemy. It's very important. You guys love each other. Man, she's down. Come on, let's go take care of her. They're just falling over each other to love each other as a church. And he says, you know, Paul's saying, he would say today in our tongue, you know, I'm really grateful that all the hardship that you guys have gone through, I know it's been rough, but you know what? We never would have seen such love if it wasn't been for your hardship. People who have it easy are so shallow. I feel sorry for them. They can't talk about anything else but what's on sale at Nordstrom's, or did you see my new floral arrangement? It's like, well, that's cool. It's all going to burn, but that's nice. I mean, it looks fine, but, you know, we all get caught up into that thing. But it's a shallowness. But man, somebody goes through something and there's a beautiful depth about them. It builds a character. We've all been watching the Olympics. You know what? I'm just amazed, always amazed when we see the Chinese athletes. They're so disciplined. They complain about nothing. And you see the Russian athletes, they complain about nothing. And you see the athletes from the third world countries, they don't complain about anything. They're so tickled pink to be there. They got to go on an airplane ride. They're so happy. They say thank you for everything. Thank you. They're just thank you. They're so grateful. It's beautiful. It's the kind of people you want to bless. I got a feeling that's the kind of heart these people had, and Paul was having a good time blessing them.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Faith Under Pressure. Thanks for listening, and be encouraged, the troubles that come against us in this life will be rewarded in the future. And we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. I want to tell you about our YouTube channel. Pastor Jack has over 500 videos on YouTube, lots of content there. Just go to YouTube and search Real Life with Jack Hibbs. You'll get updates there, some interviews, some clips from sermons, special online-only content, time-sensitive news updates, and entire sermons available. You know, sometimes you need just that right thing to say to the right person. Why don't you let Pastor Jack help you through that? Really, anything Pastor Jack wants to share with us online, right there at YouTube, all kinds of content, go check that out. Also, have you got the app for your smartphone or tablet, the iOS or the Android app? It's called the Real Life app, and I'll tell you, it's a great thing to have when you want to connect with Real Radio. Just go to your app store and look for the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. And by the way, visit our website whenever you get a chance. You can go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You'll find everything there is related to this radio program right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Did you know that this ministry, by the way, is completely backed by you, the listeners? We don't mention that very often. And we thank you for your continued support. If you'd like to donate to this ministry, you can do that right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And let me throw this idea at you. You're strong in your faith, and you know all of us have been there at some point where we'd like to go tell a non-believer about what we believe. We feel strong in our faith, but we're not exactly sure how to share it. Well, Pastor Jack's got a great video that you can either watch yourself and learn from, or it's easy, just send it to an unbelieving friend. It's called Know God. All you got to do is go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Know God tab. It's right there, very easy to see at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You want to learn how to share your faith with someone? Maybe you need just a little bit of encouragement? That's the thing to do. Go check out the Know God tab at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. It's a video that you're really going to like. Also, one more thing before I let you go. Maybe you heard something on the program that sparked your interest, but you forgot to write it down, or maybe you're driving down the street, you don't want to write it down. Did you know if you miss any part of a program, you can catch up right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.